Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and I am so pleased that you came and joined us tonight. I have a fabulous guest to share with you, my friend Sherry Anshara. She's an international best-selling author, professional speaker, former radio host of Conscious Healing, and contributing writer to national and international publications on the subject of the Anshara method of accelerated healing and abundance of overall wellness. Now, Sherry Anshara utilizes her experience and expertise as a medical intuitive as the foundation of her groundbreaking work with cellular memory, which she calls the Anshara method. Now, through the Anshara method, you can access your cellular memories, which hold the root causes of your symptoms, whether they come from mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual origin, or even financial. Now, Sherry Anshara created these systematic processes so you can rid yourself of unwanted limitations, restrictions, negative thought patterns, and toxic behaviors. Now, Sherry guides you to heal at the cellular level so that you can enjoy health, wellness, and abundance in every area of your life. She is so incredibly talented in this medical intuitive field and helping people process through so that they're doing the work with her guidance, which means nobody's doing anything airy-fairy with you. She literally guides you through your own healing process to make sure that it's working, you know, and that you're going at the speed that your body can go and that your mental can understand it and that your emotions can take it. And she is so fabulous at this that I want to let you all know that we have been working very diligently on the book, Know the Name, Know the Health. And literally for about 2.5 months, every Wednesday night, Sherry and I were talking, giving so that the back part of the book is all a contribution of a lot of her knowledge. It's just fabulous to add on to what I know about the letters. And so when Know the Name, Know Your Health comes out, it's coming out from both of us. And so I would love to share with you my good friend, Sherry. Sherry, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Well, Sharon, I'm so delighted to be here. And thank you. And gosh, that was such a fabulous introduction. I'm just blown away. But thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Now, you always say that there's different things that we have to know in able to spiral off this wheel of reincarnation. And so how do we get out of here? And what is it about reincarnation and karma? Because you have such a different viewpoint than most.
Well, number one, I don't believe in karma. Because that if you take the figure eight and you turn it sideways, it's a figure eight that we call infinity. But if you put it upright, it looks just like time clock, right? The sands of time that go through that hourglass. And so Britney Spears said it the best. Oops, I did it again, and then again, and then again, and then again. Because the idea is of karma, or that we came to this planet as a school to learn the lessons. Well, I'm telling you, that's absurd without judging it. Because lesson means less on and less on. Or you can do more on or more on. Get it? So with a sense of humor, because humor is the best medicine to rattle your molecules. And so we know what we put out, we get back. So when you're conscious outside of duality, I teach non-duality for over 28 years, and that's good and bad, high or low, or karma lessons and reincarnation. So I prefer every day to incarnate. I don't prefer to reincarnate. So every day is a newness day to incarnate. And when you are in that experience, wonderful things happen, and you don't have to control it and keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. That actually makes you sick. Isn't that the best?
Yes. So where I want to say then we're all sick of reincarnating, right? Or coming back and doing it again. So what is it that's a mental shift or a mental understanding that needs to happen so we can get off this wheel?
Well, in our idea of mental, it's a thinky-thinky process in the computer brain. But if you look at the word mental, it could mean meant to be all, to be your all self. So when we are defined by these duality terms, one of the deepest core issues is not worthy and not good enough. And this is all the unconscious. So, you know, we have our body, and psychiatry and psychology work in the subconscious, which is okay. But if you look at your body, let's say you look at your body as a house, whatever kind of house it is, and the subconscious is your attic or your basement or your closet, you know it's there, it irritates you, and you know it has to be cleaned out. Lord knows how many closets I've cleaned out in my time. But where I am actually facilitating or supporting people is in the unconscious. We don't even know it's there. And that is part of that recycle bin of that figure eight. When it's sideways, oops, I did it again. And so because it's unconscious, we use the word because as an excuse. But when I am supporting my clients and providing them with the Anchara tools, that they get because means they're being the cause for themselves. That's not selfish. It's centered in self. So you can't change the what until you get to the why. And the why is that fork in the road. Do I continue on this fork or do I make a new path that I'm not going to fork myself again?
Wow. Wow. You know, for all of you that want to ask Sherry a question, because she looks at things so differently, especially in the medical arena, you can call us at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008, just like Cecilia has. Cecilia, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. What question do you have for Sherry?
Sherry? I was recently diagnosed with heart failure, and I have changed my diet. I am exercising more. I don't know what else to do to help. I think I can heal my heart. It's, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, so heart failure, any kind of heart issues, and that's the heart chakra. I teach it completely different. In the heart chakra, that is actually a broken heart. And when I tapped into you, because, you know, I don't know anything about you really, but I know that somewhere between 3 and 4 years old, you were just really hurt in your heart. And I do feel that part of this is a trust issue and that you are feeling abandoned, or really emotioning being abandoned, and that you didn't have that feeling of security because your heart is actually the most expanded resonance, but when it is, you know, it's brought down or stifled. So somewhere between 3 and 4 is the first time that you recognize a little teeny bit consciously that you could not trust and that your heart was beginning to be broken.
How does that feel?
Okay. Well, it's true. I had a lot of issues. People that I had given trust to have betrayed me and done the wrong thing. I'm a very giving person, sometimes more giving than I should be, I think.
Cecilia, I just want to point out something in your name and then get Sherry's take on it with your permission.
Yes.
Okay, the CE in your name, and then it repeats. The CE in Namology Science means that you bury your emotions and you attempt to just, you know, bury them and not have to deal with them so that you can get on with life. So, Sherry, is that part of a broken heart, or is there something else about having to express herself that would help her heal?
Yes, and if you look in the heart, which is the most expanded resonance, but you hit the clue and you hit the nail on the head, is the idea of not being able to express yourself through your heart. So I would say that many times that you were shut down because your heart is part of that creativity, and that you, with not having this trust issue, you did actually bury the emotions. You buried your emotions, and emotions are what we emote from our ion or cellular level, and you were not able to express yourself. And yes, you are a giver, but the issue with teaching people to give, which is wonderful, but they forget to teach about receiving, because when you don't receive, you're not giving the other person or persons the opportunity to give to you so that you can receive. So it has to be reciprocity. And what you've been doing is shutting yourself down that you weren't worthy or not deserving of love, especially from yourself.
Yep. Right. I've been trying to change that pattern.
Okay. So I just want to say none of us succeed at trying. You either do it or you don't. Because if we say try to pick up that pencil, you either succeed in picking it up or you don't succeed. So it's one of the six words that I always say have no meaning and get in our way. So, Cecilia, I would say just make up your mind and do your best, and your best is good enough. Thank you for calling in. I hope
Thank
that information's
you.
Helped you. Okay, and Maureen. Maureen, I'm going to be in your area in July. I will be in your lovely city for like 5 days.
Fantastic. Well, I hope I have an opportunity to meet you.
Yes, I will be up there. I'm doing a radio show and a presentation, and then I'll be doing some private readings. So it's a way of getting one in person if you want it, since I will be in Chicago. And you can find out exactly the dates by going to knowthename.com, going to the schedule page, and go to July, because it's in July. It's 5 days in July. Anyway, you called in for a question for Sherry. What would you like to know?
Hi, Sherry. Sharon, I'm calling because I've had a lot of health issues in the last 5 years, and stemming with asthma and allergies that led to a pretty significant hard-to-treat infection in my sinuses, subsequently causing vertigo, breaking a few bones because of the vertigo, and I've been working on trying to find out what the inflammation or what the problem is within my own body. Through diet, exercise, and proper medication, but I feel like I still haven't gotten to the bottom of it, and maybe I never will.
Yes, you will, and no, you haven't gotten to the bottom of it. Sharon, would you like to say something first?
Well, to me, it sounds like Epstein-Barr, but I really want to say, but you can go in that direction. What I really want to say, Maureen, is that in your name, you've got two things. One is that you're an empath, according to your name, so you're really sensitive to everybody and everything around you. And the other thing is that sometimes you care so much about different things that the discernment is lacking. And I want to say in your name, if you can kick up that discernment, it will also kick up the health. Okay, Sherry, take it away. That's my clues in the name.
Okay. Well, number one, your sinuses are the first chakra in the old duality system. So that is going to be relationships, and number one, who stuck up your nose. And so when we have that, you know, if you look at the word sinus, it looks like the sin of us, and that's in wordology is your biology. And so part of that is not being able to breathe into life. And the allergies are that you are allergic to your own truth because you're not listening. This is not a judgment of you. You're able to hear things, but you're not listening to your heart and to your body. And so this has been going on for a long time, of literally holding your breath. And this is your heart chakra. That's your heart, your lungs, your esophagus, your trachea, your spinal column, your underarms, your arms to your hands, because they're extensions. So I would say that something significantly between like that age 11 and 12 that really shut you down, and you held your breath and you couldn't breathe. And then someone diagnoses it as an allergy or sinus, but it really is about a profile that really shut you down, which is a victimizer, and you couldn't breathe into life, and you shut yourself down, and it's you can't breathe. And so then they say it's an allergy. It is not. It's being allergic to some of the belief systems that you have been taught without judging it. So I'm going to ask you, Maureen, what's the first letter of the word belief?
B.
And the first letter of the word system?
S.
Put it together.
Yes.
Got it?
Gotcha.
And so whose ever BS is stuck up your nose, just say, I choose to get you out of there because it's not serving me, so get out. So whoever that is, so sort of check into that 11, 12 years when there was, and what I saw was a gigantic disappointment that you held your breath.
Got it.
Okay. Now where that's located, everybody, you can check out everybody's name that you know, is when the U-R combination, it has to be the U before the R, follows a vowel. It doesn't count when it follows a consonant, but when it follows a vowel, that's where that's lying in the name.
Gotcha.
Fascinating, huh?
Fantastic. Thank you so much, because I have made, I feel like I've made significant strides in being very authentic about who I am and how I practice in my career and the relationships I have now, which I feel I've got much better boundaries and understanding people, but still remaining a very thoughtful and caring person, but wanting to cure myself health-wise so I can live a long life.
Exactly, and you can. So, not to interrupt, but if you look at some of the profiles and your own behaviors and the roles that you get caught into, and so it's good to be kind and caring and being an empath, but you can't take people's stuff on. And so that's another reason, like you're being smothered, that you can't. So it's really not you have allergies, is that you're allergic to some of the BS. Is that okay?
Gotcha. Yes, very much. And I really appreciate that. By the way, I laughed at the beginning of your intro because my brothers growing up would call me a moron, and then I married to become a name similar to that.
Yes.
Anyway, it's just funny, but that's a whole different story.
You know, Sherry has written an incredible number of books. They're easy reading. All of this wordology is your biology. She expresses it incredibly well in her multiplicity of books. And I was going to say, I have read every single one of them after meeting Sherry. And I'm always like, I know that she's writing another one. I keep saying, send it to me so I can proof it for you, just because I can't wait to read it.
I am going to have you do that. We've got 21 chapters done. I'll say I have another about 10 to go, but we're incorporating. So it really does. And for your listeners, if they'd like, they can go to my website, if I can put a plug in here. It's just
my name,
SherryAnnCharr.com. And I have a free ebook called Getting Your Answers in 10 Minutes. It doesn't mean you got everything solved, but it starts to give you that progressive process instead of processing and processing, processing, which gets boring.
Okay, so I want to spell your name for everybody so that they can really go to your website. And again, guys, you all know that at knowthename.com, you go to my schedule page, you click on today's date, which is June 18th, and all of Sherry's information, how to contact her, her website, how, once this is archived, how to hear it again, you know, so you can share it with your friends. All of it's there. But to go directly to her website, her name is spelled SHERRYANNHARA. So the first name, Sherry, is pretty normal, SHERRY, and the last name is ANSHARA. Again, for those that would like to call in with a question, our number is 888-627-6008. Sandy from Ohio, and Amy, you are next. Hang in there. Have patience. Sandy, what can we do for you?
My career. Am I going to change, or am I going to stay where I'm at, or?
Well, what would you like to do? What would you like to do? Would you like, I do feel, what I see that you're experiencing being stuck, and so I do believe that you have a little bit of belief systems going that, you know, that at a certain age you can't change. So I'm going to give you a little tidbit. Is that okay?
Okay.
A lady came to me, and she stood there with her arms folded, and she was an executive, and she said, I've never changed. I said, really? So I used Socratic method. So just let me get this straight. You've never changed. She goes, no, I've always been this way. Then I said, my dear, I'm much more impressed with your mother's vajayjay, because if you came out with those high heels, that suit and hairstyle, your mother's vajayjay rocks. So all of us are somewhere between diapers and depends, and under where do we think we don't change? So change is growth when we're doing it consciously, focused, and deliberate. And she laughed and laughed and said, well, the reason I'm here is because my friends say I keep saying that I've never changed.
Okay.
So change is growth, and you are the one that creates it.
Besides that, I don't see how people can stay the same. And in this particular environment that we are in 2020, if everybody isn't flexible and constantly changing, how are you going to thrive? You'll barely even survive. You've got to be able to thrive. And the only ones that are going to thrive are those that are willing to be flexible and change.
Exactly. And I always say, you know, are you wearing the same diapers? No. Are you wearing the same size that you did at 12? Change is growth. But we like, in our computer brain, left brain, we like to make change painful. And it really isn't. So it's not about growing up. It's about growing. So let yourself grow.
Okay.
And I want to say, just having the courage to call this show, that is a great step in the right direction for change.
Absolutely.
So you can pat yourself on the back. You've already taken a first step.
Okay, great.
Sherry, tell us about your favorite of your books, or the latest or the beginning, or which one you'd like to share. I know you've written quite a few.
Well, I actually would have to say my first book, which I actually rewrote, and it turned into becoming Take Back Your Power, You Becoming You. And the reason I like that is because in 1991, when I wrote about cellular memory and the memorization of memorizing over our clear memory, and also talking about consciousness and duality, I was told I was nuts. No one would publish my book. And that was way back when you didn't self-publish. And, you know, going through some of my own trauma dramas. I would say, Sharon, that's a great question. And that was my favorite book because I wrote it from the future. I didn't know at the time, for the future. And the new book I'm writing on DNA is going to be the same thing, except I put a warning on it. Please do not read this book unless you're willing to see things differently. And I did write this new book from the future for the future. So my first book taught me that, to trust my intuition. No matter how many people made fun of me, no matter how many people that had, you know, vegetables behind their name, this is not judging them in any way, but
that's
they
just
said,
a bunch
you
of
can't
letters,
know
guys.
That and you're dumb. And I said, okay, then I'm going to make my own vegetable soup. So that's how it is.
I think it's terrific. And just again, for vegetables behind the name, that's Sherry's way of saying all those people that write the alphabet behind their name because of alphabet soup, right?
Yes. Anyway. And I'm not judging them, except they all told me, you don't have any credentials. I said, yes, I do. I'm human. I'm a female. And I'm a writer. Even if you don't approve, it's okay with me.
So that is a really good way of saying to everybody, you give yourself permission. You give yourself credentials. Think about how much you've learned from life, how much you've learned from feeling different things that you felt, and what you've, you know, how you've grown and how you've expanded in your heart's capacity. And I think an incredible gift that we give ourselves, you know, somewhere along the line is that of being able to forgive. Because if not, you carry that garbage with you the whole time. And that is such a gift to both yourself and everyone else. And so, you know, you earned it through life experiences. And so you don't need somebody else's permission to be who you are.
Exactly. And that's the best message, Sharon, that you're giving your listeners, is to be themselves and learn how to accept yourself unconditionally, which is deeper than unconditional love, is that unconditional acceptance.
You know, and yet it's so difficult for so many simply because we're conditioned by everybody around us. And it's like, how many times do we run into people that can say to us, it's okay? I mean, I used to laugh because I had this big sign at the front of my classroom when people would come in on the first day, the students, and it would say fail, F-A-I-L. And everybody would look at me and go, are you nuts? We all need to pass this math class. And I said, fail, the letters F-A-I-L stand for first attempt in learning. And I don't expect anybody to get it right the first time. So I'm telling you right now, you have permission to fail. And as long as you don't give up, we will succeed.
Yeah, you know, isn't that beautiful?
It's like, get over it yourselves. None of us are perfect, especially the first, second, third, fourth, however many times it takes. I was just so happy, you know, if somebody kept asking, which meant they were still willing to learn.
Yes.
Anyway, Sandy, thanks for calling in. Is there anything else, Sandy, you wanted to ask real fast so that you feel complete? I guess Sandy's already on. Okay, great. Thank you, Sandy. Okay, and then I shut you off for a minute. But Sherry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I'm just so delighted. Do you know what? I'll just say this. One person makes a difference, and Sharon, that's what you're doing. You're one person that's making a difference for someone else and someone else and someone else. And that's pretty amazing. And you're giving them an opportunity to look at something. And and this last gal, forgive me her name, but she said boundaries. So I'm going to ask and see, Sharon, you don't have any boundaries. What you have is parameters, and parameters are flexible. But boundaries are very closed. Don't you dare come here. Don't you dare come here. But parameters are, sometimes I feel like a nut, and sometimes I don't. And so you can expand your field, or you can contract it without being bad or wrong. It's just trusting how you feel or your intuition. So, Sharon, thank you. You're really making a huge difference in so many people's lives.
Well, I think they're making a difference in their life by even having the courage to call us. You know,
yes.
Sherry, when they call you for an appointment or they call me for an appointment, that takes guts. You know, because both you and I give them a lot of information to deal with and to literally grow and expand with. And you give them so much healing, you know, it's just incredible. I love being on your table. I thought, okay, I could live here for a while. I'd be just fine. You know, so if you're able to see Sherry in person, she can do a lot over the phone, but if you're able to see her in person and she puts her hands on you when you're going to go through this healing thing that she's guiding you and your willingness and your body to go through, you can literally feel the energy surging through your entire body. It is the most incredible, amazing thing. And I just wish anybody, if you have a chance to get out around the Scottsdale, Arizona area, to definitely give that to yourself as a wonderful gift. Amy, thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience. Amy, what would you like to ask Sherry?
Well, this is a joy. I'm actually really enjoying hearing everybody, so no problem on the way. Thank you for all the great education. You know, just in a nutshell, I almost feel like this virus is really a fear virus for us to overcome our fears, and it just has an interesting twist to it in my mind. Okay, I have this disease of I never know who I am, why I'm here, or how to figure myself out, and it just, I'm working on it. I'm doing a reprogramming this month. I dedicated myself to 30 days of reprogramming this mind to the best of my ability. But do you have anything you can share with me? Does that make sense?
Sherry, she's all yours. Because, Amy, my answer to you would be you need to get a half hour session.
I'm going to create some visuals for you. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. I'm open to whatever you have. Yes.
Okay, so in the old seven chakra system, which I've been teaching the 13 and changing ENA for years and years, the first chakra is your tailbone, correct?
Yes.
And your crown is on the top of your head, correct?
Correct.
So if our head's up our patootie, no wonder we have back problems and we're carrying the weight of the world. So these belief systems that we have shortchange us. And so I'm going to suggest you to say, please don't reprogram yourself. Please unprogram yourself. I'm the teacher of the unlearning. Unprogram yourself. This is not a judgment. And so it's like a redo or a re-life or a reincarnation. And so what I would say is really begin to look at the wordology is your biology. And so there isn't anything wrong with you ever. What we have to say is what is not correct for us. Duality is very much about right and wrong, good and bad, high and low. There is no higher self and there is no lower self. There's just yourself. And so when we get out of the H-O-L-E, the holes of duality, we begin to become W-H-O-L-E, whole. And so just look at some of the language that you use and how you describe yourself. So I have Sherryisms. And one of my favorite is, what I say makes my day. And what I say can make or break someone else's day as well as my own. So when you are on programming and you're going to get out of your computer brain, your left computer brain, which is where we process, not progressively or productively, it goes to the right side of the body, which is the male side. This is not gender, everybody. So in the left brain, we are programmed to go to the right male, manifest, manufacturing, manipulating. And so that's what we do through that left brain. And we continue these recycle bins of the same old, same old. So I have techniques to assist people to connect the right brain that goes to the left side. That's the creative side. And when we get these two lobes together from the parietal and this, you know, frontal and your temporal brain. And so a lot of my clients have actually been tested after that and discovered that their brain was very connected. And so it changed their results personally and professionally or emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially, because what is the cost to us to not be well? Get out of your left brain and connect it to that right brain so that you're using your full computer brain as a tool. So I teach people how to utilize their brain as a tool that they are in charge of, not that the left half brain controls you. So when people say, Sherry, I'm half out of my mind, and I go, and your head's up in your patootie and you're half-assed too, but isn't that fun? We got a place to start.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
You are very interesting. This is interesting.
Yes, it is. But when you get interested in yourself, and that's not ego-based, it's being centered in self. So there's a difference between selfish and selfless. Selfless is a sacrifice program, it's duality, and selfish is a duality program on the other side of that loop. But when you become centered in self, that's what makes the difference. You've got both those lobes of brain working for you instead of that half a lobe working you.
Does that make sense, Amy?
I'm half cooked, and that's the problem. I'm half baked. I got to unprogram and not reprogram. That's pretty interesting. I like your thinking with the wordology.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah, you'd have fun reading her books. They're just delightful, and they have all of Sherry's humor in them all the way through. You know, so you're kind of smiling. You catch yourself smiling as you're reading because you can't help it because, I mean, there's even a few points in there I was laughing out loud going, that's a good one, you know. Like I said, after I met Sherry, I met her at a conference, and I decided that the whole reason I went to that conference was so that I could meet Sherry. That was the whole point.
And that came up for me. That was the whole point that I went, and I wasn't even going to go.
Yeah, well, I wasn't either. And I got this urge, okay, I'll show up one more time. And then I got to meet Sherry and I went, okay, that's why I got that urge. So if you're living close enough to drive to Scottsdale, I would definitely book a session with Sherry and just to feel that energy going through your body. And it's almost like you get off the table a different person than whoever started on the table. And I call it a table, but it's really like a raised bed. It is so comfortable. Anyway, it's exciting news. So if you would like to ask Sherry a question again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. Amy, thank you for calling in. And everyone, we will be right back after this very short commercial break. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Well, welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host, and my guest tonight is Sherry Anshara, a medical intuitive who is co-authoring a good section of Know the Name, Know the Health, so that you get my understanding with the letters and her incredible wisdom with what all that means once you do have something. So, Sherry, as you develop some of this, give us some of your background or your history or what got you into this in the first place.
Well, it was actually a series of things that happened, like with most of us. So, can I go back to 3 years old?
Sure.
I started at three. But I would tell my mother about the lights around people, you know, like some were brighter. And my mother would say, why do you make up this stuff? And then I would tell her about some of the people I was having cocktail parties with, but my family didn't drink, so I shouldn't know that. And so she survived, the dear woman survived my childhood. But I was always looking at things in a different way. And I've had five near-death experiences, but they were actually my going to the university, or of the multiversity, really. And so in these experiences, I would create my little outs. Oops, I'm out again, but then I'd be back. And through this experience, with a broken neck and a broken back and a smashed head and a brain out of place, and actually dire straits in 91, from being a very successful businesswoman and, you know, and doing well financially, from this accident, I was 15 feet underwater upside down in the Connecticut River from helping someone. So one of the things that I learned was don't help, assist. Because when you help, you think you can fix them and you can't. And so from losing everything and moving to Arizona in 97 with my last $50 and didn't know anybody, I thought, heck, I'll move to Scottsdale. I don't have anything. They have everything. So why not? And so I began to teach actually when I was in Michigan. And eight women came into my life, I only knew a couple, and asked me to teach them something. And Sharon, I said, and your listening audience, there must be something wrong with you people. I went from very successful money to nothing. And now I could teach you how to lose all that. Is that what you're doing? And they said, no, there's something about you, and we know that you have it. So I said, I will teach you for 8 weeks. I had no idea, but I was writing this first book that a lot of the professionals made fun of. And that was the basis, and that course in Michigan lasted 13 months, and then I ended moving to Arizona. And it was significant, 13 months, because this book talked about the activation of the 13 chakras in real terms, in real time. And so then I've had a few since then, and I was able to heal the broken neck and the broken back and the smashed head, and was actually studied at the University of Arizona. And they said, wow, you're a genius. And I go, yeah, but you guys are dumb because my brain's out of place, but thank you for cooperating. Cellular memory, and they loved it.
Do you work with doctors at all now, Sherry?
Absolutely, and it took a long time. But the first doctor I met 18 years ago, he was a young intern at Mayo, and he took my classes, and he said, you've either ruined my medical career or you made it. He's very successful. He went to Harvard. He did integrative medicine. But in just yesterday, I spent an hour and a half with two doctors in Germany, recommended to me by a doctor here in San Francisco that is a world-renowned cancer doctor. And then another doctor came to me last week, and I'm going to meet her entire staff. She said, because what you did with my patients, she said, I know we didn't do this. So I would like you to come. And then another doctor who was writing about cellular memory that someone asked me to write to him, it was a client friend, and he wrote big letters to his secretary or his assistant, get in touch with her now. So I'm waiting to hear. So yes, over the years, I've worked with many doctors, more in functional medicine or naturopathic, but some allopathic. But so that, I hope that wasn't too long of an answer. So it's not that they're validating me, but what they did discover was I knew something they didn't know, and they were willing to know it, but there were many more who weren't willing, but that's okay.
You know, it's so interesting to me where medicine is going, because I just see medicine becoming more and more vibrational medicine versus pharmaceutical medicine, or
yes,
put it in a cast
because
type
pharmaceutical
of medicine.
Doesn't work. It just makes you sick. And I have some takes on COVID, but, you know, that's only my idea. But most of that is not really healthy. It's not healthy to put all those drugs in your body.
No, I wouldn't think, because they're all foreign and they mask the pain, and pain is there to say, hey, pay attention over here.
Exactly. That's what pain in the body is. Please pay attention. What's because, you know, if you have pain in your liver, it's just like your liver can't say, hey, you up there in your left computer brain, shut up. Listen to me. So that's why I teach pain in the body. Sharon, you're right on the numbers. Pain is your body attempting to get your attention, but what we do, we keep masking it. And last year I visited a client in the hospital in ICU. There was water on the floor. I didn't see it because I don't walk with my head down, and I actually fractured 3 vertebrae. It was very painful. But from August to December, I actually healed my own back, and I did take Tylenol twice in all those months, but I never took anything else.
Wow. So have you ever used or heard of PEMF mats?
No, I have not.
A PEMF mat is one that is like made with magnets and with crystals and gives you heat. And so they go on cycles. Like if you sleep on one all night, you can just do one for 8 minutes twice a day. Or if you sleep on one all night, it gets very, very hot while you're sleeping on these magnets and crystals. And then it cools down for about 2 hours, and then it heats back up, and then it cools down. And so it goes through these cycles so that your body never gets cold, and it's constantly getting the benefit of magnets and crystals. And the only reason I asked, the only reason I asked is because I used to have incredible pain after a 1,000-pound elk ran into my car, and I could do a lot to heal and did a lot of different things, but the last piece, it was like, oh, how do we get this last piece loosened back up and ready to go again? And it was literally by sleeping on a PEMF mat.
Wow.
You know, and then I thought afterwards, if I would just sit in a sauna half a day, I would have been just as fine. You know, whatever it is, I guess it's the heat that loosens everything up and then the magnets and crystals are able to do their work.
Yes, and I love the heat, and I love my crystals, so I'm with you on that. I love it. I absolutely love it because, you know, crystals and heat are natural.
Yes, absolutely. And I like that. Let's go after it naturally. I think in the long run, we do our body good that way. Sherry, you have some really different ideas and different takes on things. And like you kind of mentioned, that you have a different idea of COVID. Are you willing to share that with us?
Sure. I wouldn't like your audience to get upset. But the fact is, the people who rule this planet, they are working on depopulation. What I've also discovered with some of the medical people that I've worked with, and this is around the country, that a lot of people who have been dying of maybe heart attacks or strokes, they are told that they have to put COVID down. So the numbers are being manipulated. And the truth is, not one of my clients, not any of my friends, not anybody I know has COVID. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get it, but you have to look at the resonance of your own body. And the more you are resistant to yourself, you bring down your own resistance. And I don't like to use this, but it is part of the depopulation of those who are running this planet. And it is a scam. I'm not saying that people didn't get it like they do the flu, but more people are dying of cancer, of car accidents, of drug overdoses, and even suicide.
And also of being put on a ventilator.
And that kills them, putting them on a ventilator. It actually kills them. And so I know personally from individuals in the healthcare industry, again, I'm repeating myself, is that a lot of those who were diagnosed with COVID, they did not have that. And some of the hospitals around here, they're actually laying people off. And look at all those things that were put in the Javits Center and nobody used them. So there is, I'm not going to do conspiracy theory because those who run the planet actually came up with that term. So people would not listen to the truth. So out there, there's true and there's the truth. And the way you get to your truth is trust your intuition. Your intuition is your gut. Your intuition is just your natural innate ability, no woo-woo, just your natural innate ability to discern what is for you and what isn't.
I love that as what is for you and what isn't versus what's right and wrong. So that's the difference between duality thinking and something else.
Exactly. Is it correct for you or not? It's that simple. And so, for instance, I don't like chocolate. It makes me sick. I never liked it. So my mother would say, you have to eat it if someone fixes it, and it would make me sick. And then as I got older, I invented the duality story of chocolate. If I eat this, I'll be sick. Like, who even cares? And then you're telling a trauma drama, bringing down the resonance of a party. And so now I just say, oh, my God, look at all the chocolate you people have to eat. Not one of them says, you mean you don't want your share? No, they're just scarfing it down. So trust, it's how present it.
My husband used to take me to his business meetings or his, you know, the yearly big parties, whatever, with the company. And he says, even though we're divorced, if I take you, nobody asks me questions. And I know that you don't drink alcohol, so I get twice as much because we're limited to 2 drinks each. You know, you get 2 for the evening. And he goes, then I also have a designated driver to drive me home afterwards. He goes, the best deal is if I just take my, you know, you with me on these times. And so it's interesting to hear you say that with chocolate. And I think next time there's a chocolate party on a cruise ship or something, we need to go together. You'll grab a plate, I'll grab a plate, and I'll have both.
Perfect. I'm with you.
And we can keep swapping plates and it'll look like yours keeps disappearing.
Exactly. And so you have to be the truth to yourself, not true. So the truth is, and then we don't have to go into that emotional story that is just like, oh, my God, if I hear that story again. So I'm going to give this to your listeners, you're going to love this. Do you know what caller ID for is? It's for the hearing impaired. You see that number, and you go, oh, my God, I don't want to hear that again. And then you pick up the phone and go, hello. But now you pick it up, hello, and they feel they've got the wrong number. Isn't that just the best?
Well, I always like it when somebody calls and they ask for Sharon, and I can honestly say nobody lives here by that name. You must have the wrong number. Most of those are telemarketers because everybody knows my name's pronounced Sharon, you know, and I just kind of look at that and I go, thank you for identifying yourself really quickly.
Yes, and that makes such a difference. So it's like, it's you know your name. You know your name. So when you know your name, and you don't have to know the label that someone put you under, oh my gosh, what a difference.
You know, Sherry, so, what percentage of the population do you suppose is actually awake, and or what percentage is awakening? Because it seems to me like we're having a quick awakening with all the stuff that's happening right now.
We are, and it's through resonance. So one person makes a difference. Sharon, you're one person. As you expand your resonance, you're more conscious. And that resonance has a wonderful impact. I don't mean like impact smacking you, but it has an impact on someone. And in that experience, you are a paradigm shifter. And so that is why we are waking up. This is the end times of duality. But the people who control this, if you want to call them people, that control this planet, they're afraid because they're used to being in control. That's the con of the troll in your left computer brain. But now as you waken, you know, because the alarm clock's been going off for a long time, as you awaken, you become in charge of your life. And when you are in charge at the cellular level, that's the photon, that's the snap, that's the light. And light is simply information. That's all it is. And fear is lack of information. So the more information you have, you can discern, this is correct for me or this isn't. And it's that simple. And there are more people awakening.
There's so many lies being told by media or untruths or paradigms
lies.
Or lies or whatever. And so how does someone learn to discern what is actual truth and what is not truth?
How does it feel to you? How does it feel to you? So when they were rioting in the 70s, or they rioted in Detroit in the 60s, when they rioted, you know, in L.A., it's the same duality program. It's splitting people apart from themselves. And so when you begin to step into your own power, you are able to discern, you know what? They're not telling the truth. They're telling truths, but they're not telling the truth. And I'll give you something really simple. When I was a little girl and I was in history class, and the teacher said, Columbus discovered America. And I raised my little hand and said, well, if he discovered America, how come people were living here? And the teacher said, Sherry, this is the truth. Memorize it and pass the test. And years later, I realized that he was being memorized to get me to memorize. But it didn't work for me.
How
it
tricky is
that?
It
brought me to a place called a library. And I started reading adult books. I'm not talking sex books. I'm talking about adult books, like let's find out what is really going on here. So I started reading history that weren't in the schools. I was reading history that were sometimes underground books that were in the library that I didn't even know were underground books, to find out what the heck is going on. So in the discernment of what is true and what is truth, your body knows. And the majority of the stuff on television is nothing but a control mechanism to keep you away from your own self.
How scary is that? So mm-hmm. I want to say that everybody always knows that if I have failed, if you've called in and I failed to answer, I do ask that Sherry answers that one question. And we are out of time, even though I would love to have had Susan come on. I didn't want to stop you, Sherry, from what you were saying to get her on air. So I'll connect you two afterwards. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers. Our guest tonight was Sherry, and thank you so much for being here, Sherry. You can reach Sherry on Shara by her website, which is literally her name. It's S-H-E-R-R-Y. The last name is A-N-S-H-A-R-A. And that's how you can get a hold of her, or you can go to knowthename.com, the schedule page, look on today's date, the 18th of June, and all of her information is there. Next week, our guest is Michelle Blood. She's known all over the world for her affirmations, how to write an effective affirmation, the good of the affirmations, the not so good of the affirmations, and her knowledge on spirituality and how to be able to have the different parts that are needed that really make what you want to come true, come true. That's our guest next week. You can be looking her up as Michelle Blood, and Michelle is spelt with one L. And again, I want to invite you to visit Sherry on Shara's webpage, along with my own, knowthename.com. Thank you so much for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.